Today is the day after Christmas, and I hope you had a great Christmas. Well, welcome to Studio Classroom on the Air, and of course, your English will improve. My name is Rebecca. Do you consider yourself a gamer? Yes, that's right. That's someone who loves playing video games. Well, if so, today's lesson called The Blue and the Green will be just for you. I'm sure that you're going to enjoy today's lesson a lot. Well, here are a few things that we want to discuss. First, the portals. What's that all about? Don't worry, you will find out. And control. Okay, friends, open up your magazines and let's begin. Come on.
The Blue and the Green. Fight for control in Ingress. Don't be fooled. Ingress is not just a smartphone game, but a fight for humanity on a worldwide scale. The portals. In recent years, Niantic Labs discovered portals into another world from which unidentified exotic matter, XM, is leaking into ours. The Ingress app made us capable of seeing this XM, and two opposing groups formed as a result. First are the Green Enlightened, who believe XM is a gift from a force called the Shapers. The Blue Resistance, on the other hand, believes the matter to be dangerous.
Hi everyone, welcome to Language Lab. 这篇文章的第一个重点我们看 unidentified 这个形容词 UN 这个字首是否定的字首 identified 原来是 identify 认出或辨识这个动词的过去分词和 UN 合在一起之后 unidentified 是指未知的不明的或者是保密的例如 some unidentified buyers are interested in purchasing this company一些未透露身份的买家有意要购买这家公司或者是 the person who committed this crime still remains unidentified 这个案件的犯案者的身份还没有确认继续我们看的是 enlighten 这个动词 en 这个字首是使如何如何 lighten 是动词意思是使光明所以 enlighten 是指启蒙启迪或者是开导例如 the singer was greatly enlightened by Mick Jagger when he was young. 这位歌手年轻的时候深受 Mick Jagger 的启蒙。或者是 the writer hopes his book can enlighten people about the importance of preserving nature. 这位作者希望他的书能够启发人们了解保护大自然的重要性。
Thank you so much, Michelle. All right, Rebecca, which team are you going to join, the blue or the green?
Let me see. Well, I love the color blue. I love the color blue, so well, I'm going to join the blue team.
Why aren't you wearing blue? I'm the one wearing blue today, Rebecca. You've got green on.
Oh, right. okay, so I'll be on the green team. You can be on the blue team.
Okay, excellent. We're against each other.
That's the way we like it.
Yes, it is. Yes, we like to...Fight and argue sometimes.
Well, actually, I don't call it fighting and arguing. I think we just like to compete against one another.
Okay.
Because, as you know, I win and you usually lose.
Yeah, that's one of the things you learned first in Chinese, right? 我赢了你输了
That's right.
All right. Okay, well, friends, let's continue. Let'slearn something here about the blue and the green. And it's this game called Ingress. Now, we read here, fight for control...In Ingress. Did you know that Ingress was made by the same company that made Pokemon Go?
Actually, I did not know that. I guess you learn something new every day. But I actually haven't gotten into Pokemon Go either, so I guess I wouldn't know.
Yeah, but they're very similar games. And friends, if you like Pokemon Go, I've heard it's a lot easier to play thanIngress. Okay, so you might be interested in Ingress. Well, how does our lesson continue here?
Don't be fooled. Ingress is not just a smartphone game, but a fight for humanity on a worldwide scale. Now, there are a couple things that we want to talk about in this sentence, but let's start with that phrase, don't be fooled. Now, why might we use that phrase at the beginning of this sentence?
Well, if we read here, Ingress is not just a smartphone game. So, friends, if you didn't know, Ingress is a smartphone game. And many people may think it is just a game that you play on your smartphone. However, our author is telling us, oh, no, no, no. If you believe that, you are being deceived. You are being fooled. It's much bigger than just a smartphone game.
That's right. So don't be fooled. Don't be tricked. Here's another way that you can use this sentence or use this phrase. For example, let's say that somebody comes up to you and they say that they have a plan to help you make a ton of money, but it just sounds ridiculous. You could say, don't be fooled by Greg's ridiculous offer to help you make a ton of money. It's actually not real.
That's right. Sometimes people think that they can lose 50 pounds in 1 week. Maybe there's a program they read about online. Friends, that's almost impossible. Don't be fooled by that kind of thing. You know, this hike looks easy, but don't be fooled is actually quite difficult. And we read here, don't be fooled. Ingress is not just a smartphone game, but a fight for humanity on a worldwide scale. So people from around the world are playing this game.
And if this is a fight for humanity, that just means that they're defending humans or defending human rights. Now, I think it's interesting, Gabe, that a smartphone or a game could be a fight for humanity. Typically, when I think of something that's a fight for humanity, it might be a charity organization mm-hmm. or another organization that's actually getting out into the world and looking for ways to provide extra water
yeah.
or food that actually to help people.
So humanity could mean different things. It
mm-hmm.
could be an adjective or, I mean, a word, a noun that kind of describes people in general. Right? But humanity could also mean kindness or mercy. So just like Rebecca was saying, when we think of humanity, we think of charities or people that are helping other people with their lives, right? So if you are in a fight for humanity, to me, that's pretty serious. I think we should all be in the fight for humanity. When I hear about abortions and how many mm-hmm. people just make these kind of decisions, I think I'm fighting for humanity. I'm going to try to fight for other people's lives and the right to live as well.
Well, that is a good fight for humanity. But in our lesson, this fight for humanity, well, it really is just a game. Okay, we're going to jump down a couple of sentences where we read, first are the green enlightened who believe X-Men is a gift from a force called the Shapers.
X-Men? XM?
Yeah. XM.
Exotic material,
yes.
Exotic matter, right. Yeah. So XM is a gift from a force called the Shapers. So that's the green. They are the enlightened. And then, of course, there is the blue, which is the resistance. Okay. On the other hand, they believe that matter is dangerous, that XM, this exotic matter, is dangerous. But what about that phrase, on the other hand? Steve and Ken have something they'd like to share about this in the Info Cloud.
A useful way to create contrast between two opposing arguments is by using the phrases on the one hand, on the other hand.
Someone who is single, like Steve, might say,
on the one hand, I love the freedom of being single, but on the other hand, the idea of being married and having a family like Ken's is very appealing.
Great example. Now, the important thing to remember when we use this construction is that the two statements have to be opposing arguments. We cannot use this construction with two arguments that both support the same idea.
Right. Here's an example of what we cannot say. On the one hand, if we go to the beach, we can swim. On the other hand, it will be nice to sunbathe.
That's not a correct usage because both statements talk about positive aspects of going to the beach, and there is no contrast.
That's right. To present two arguments that support the same idea, we should use some other sentence structure like not only, but also.
Also, it's okay to use just on the other hand by itself if the contrast is clear enough. Can you give us an example, Steve?
Sure. I really want to buy the new cell phone I saw at the store last week. On the other hand, I already have a cell phone and I should save money.
如果想要表达一件事的两方面，我们可以用 on the one hand 跟 on the other hand 这个句型。On the one hand 表示一方面， on the other hand 表示另一方面。要注意 on the one hand 不能够单独使用，它后面必须要出现 on the other hand。但如果上下文能够很清楚地表示两方面，那我们就可以省略前面的 on the one hand。另外 on the other hand 通常是对同一件事从不同的角度来看，或是对先前的说明再加入一个不同的事实。因此 on the other hand 是有转折的意味，与其翻译成另一方面，应该更准确地翻译成但是另一方面，然而另一方面。这就是今天的 Info Cloud， 我们下次云端见。
Welcome back to Studio Classroom, where we are talking about Ingress. Don't be fooled. Ingress is more than just a smartphone game. It is a fight for humanity. Well, we've already learned a little bit about the portals. Now it's time for us to look at the next section called Control. What's that all about? Well, let's find out.
The blue and the green. Control. Each group seeks to control the portals, most often found at landmarks of culture and art. Individuals gain access to portals to acquire items that allow them to capture locations that have not been claimed. They can also attack those already taken by enemies. Once two portals are claimed, they can be linked to each other to form a green or blue line between them. Linking three portals creates a triangular control field, which influences the minds of those within its boundaries.
OK, 接下来我们看 landmark 这个名字， land 是指土地， mark 是指标记，所以 landmark 是指地标或者是标志性建筑。例如 The Grand Hotel is one of Taipei's landmarks， 圆山饭店是台北的地标之一，或者是 We visited one of London's landmarks, Big Ben， 我们去参观了伦敦的地标之一大笨钟。 landmark 也指里程碑或者是转捩点。例如 Having a child is one of theBig landmarks in Vivian's life. 有了孩子是 Vivian 人生中重大的里程碑之一。最后我们看 boundary 这个名词，我们看到这个字里面有 bound 限制这个动词，所以 boundary 是指界限或范围。例如 The Rhine River forms the boundary between Germany and Switzerland. 莱茵河形成德国和瑞士之间的分界。 boundary 也指抽象的界限。例如 children need to learn how to respect other people's boundaries. 小孩需要学习尊重别人的界限。And now let's get back to our teacher.
Thank you, Michelle. And Michelle, I trust you are with the resistance. The blue is the team to be on. Okay, well, this section is called Control. And that's what Ingress is all about, controlling these different areas around the world in these different portals. But control could have a lot of meanings, right, Rebecca?
Yes, actually, when I think of this word control, The first thing that comes to my mind is a dog. If you can't control your dog, then you shouldn't be bringing your dog with you. What were you doing, Gabe?
I was controlling your mind. I was giving you the words to speak. And you said exactly what I wanted, Rebecca. You shared an example about a dog.
Yes, well, have you ever seen people bring their dogs and their dogs are totally out of control?
Yes.
Yes, and the owners cannot control their dogs. It's really annoying.
Well, it's true. You know, some people can't control their dogs. Other people can't control themselves. They need self-control. Self-control is a good virtue to have. When you want that extra brownie or cookie, exercise some self-control.
But Gabe, you used a different form of the word. When you were trying to control my mind or trying to help me or trying to basically decide what I was going to say, that's a different way to use that word.
Control? Well, you mean, okay, so it can be a noun, it can be a verb, right? Rebecca, maybe I should stop trying to control your mind.
Yes, you stop trying to control my mind, you control yourself, and let's continue talking about our lesson.
Okay. Well, each group we read here seeks to control the portals most often found at landmarks of culture and art. Speaking of landmarks of culture and art, here in Taipei, I guess an example might be the National Palace Museum.
That would definitely be a landmark that I have not yet been to.
Oh, well, let's continue here. We read, individuals gain access to portals to acquire items that allow them to capture locations that have not been claimed. Okay. So this means that the individual people that are playing, they get access, okay, to these portals to acquire or to get items that they need. So the word acquire basically means to get something that they didn't have before.
So let's say, for example, your computer breaks.
Yeah.
You try to fix your computer, but you're not able to fix your computer. So you could say that you went to the store and acquired a new computer. But there are lots of things that you can acquire.
You know, those people that need to control their dogs. Well, they had to acquire a dog to begin with before they could learn how to control their dogs, right?
Right.
Yeah, so you could use this word acquire to basically mean to get anything. Often we use the word get. I got a new dog, right? Or I got a new computer. You could also use this word acquire. And, you know, when it comes to skills or learning something new, you could talk about acquiring those skills. We often use this word like that.
But, of course, in our lesson, we read, individuals gain access to portals to acquire items that allow them to capture locations that have not been claimed. That does sound a little bit like Pokemon Go, I guess.
It is similar to Pokemon Go in that you are traveling to certain locations. However, in Pokemon Go, you don't attack other people, right? We read here, they can also attack those already taken by enemies. So just because one portal is taken by one group, like the Enlightened, it doesn't mean that they will keep that portal. Maybe the Resistance can come through and claim that portal for themselves.
Well, if we continue on, once two portals are claimed, they can be linked to each other to form a green or blue line between them. Linking three portals creates a triangular control field, which influences the minds of those within its boundaries. I think that this sounds actually like a very difficult game.
Rebecca.
Yes.
You know, I have never played this game before. But I do think it would be fun to begin. And I think that maybe I could convince you to join the Resistance instead of being part of the Green Enlightened team. Because then we could work together to try to gain these areas.
But Gabe, if you remember, you're the one who put me on the green team in the first place.
Well, no. But here's the thing.
Are you changing your mind?
Here's the thing. I can help change your mind if I can create a triangular control field. And then you're right inside of that control field. Friends, if you are curious about how exactly this game works, I encourage you to go online and type in Playing Ingress into YouTube. It will really help you understand how to play this game. It really sounds interesting.
Sounds interesting, but it does sound challenging. But you know what sounds like a lot of fun?
What?
Is to sing
it
out.
You're going crazy with that smartphone. I think you need to put down the smartphone. And you need to have some.
Show control, I need control. I need control over my smartphone. Show control, self-control. Self-control with what I own. Yeah. Self-control is so hard. Control, control, I need control. I need control over my smartphone. Control, control, self-control. Self-control with what I own. Yeah. Big music game. Playing on my phone so frequently. Do I own it or does it own me? Playing and looking down constantly. Is life all about technology? No!
What?
Don't be ridiculous. We paid for these phones, they didn't pay for us.
Yeah.
I'm not liking what I see. Look at you, Pikachu's picking fights with me.
What?
I choose to fight for humanity. So I'm gonna have control.
Gabe, do you actually meet people when you play the smartphone game?
That's a good question, Rebecca. You can meet people who are on your team, and you might even meet the enemy. Friends, we'll learn more about this next time right here at
Studio Classroom.